Drive with Robin Roz. Weekdays, 4 to 7, Jacaranda FM.
Time for the Monday mailbag today. Do you mind if I read it?
Please go ahead.
Here it goes. Hi, Robin Roz. Thank you for a great show every day. Thank you. I'm struggling with my teenagers and I need some advice. My kids are 14 and 16 and it feels like they spend most of their weekends just sleeping. They usually wake up anywhere between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. and when I try and get them out of bed any earlier, I'm met with just pure anger. It also leads to them being grumpy for most of the day. What is a parent supposed to do? What do other parents do? Are we letting our kids sleep in or are we waking them up against their will? Help, please, Annelie.
Oh, okay.
How does that make you feel?
As 'n ouer van kleiner kinders, hulle is 10 en amper 7, hulle word baie vroeg wakker. Maar ek het maatjies wat tieners het.
Ja.
Wat vir my sal sê, nee, as ons gaan lunch of wat ook al. Oop, as die kids, nee, hulle slaap nog. Maar dit is blykbaar wat tieners doen.
I remember being a 16-year-old boy. Leave me alone and let me sleep. Some days I would sleep until like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Because every time I wake up, you know, you just roll over and go back to sleep. Because your body wants it. Los my uit, laat ek slaap.
En op daai ouderdom glo ek, jou lyf het nodig. Want jou lyf is besig om deur al hierdie veranderinge te gaan. It's just, there's a lot happening in a teenage body.
Because I remember, you know, my mom marching into my room at 8 o'clock in the morning, whipping the curtains open. Hey, wakker, op. We're going to XYZ. And then it would be like a shopping trip or, you know, materiaalwinkel of iets. And I'd be like, you don't need me for this. Why am I being thrown out of bed? But I think it's that thing of like, you don't want them to feel like they're wasting their day,
ja,
you know.
Precies. Jy kan nie net die heel dag wegslaap nie. But sometimes a teenager needs that. I'm saying this because I'm going, laat die tyd vinnig gaan. Want hierdie ge 5 uur opstaan op 'n naweek vir my en my kinders, dit gaan nie werk nie.
If it's a weekend or a school holiday and you've got teenagers, do you let them sleep? Is there a time where you watch into that room and you just whip those curtains like my mom used to do? Come, get up, we're going. You know, hoe laat is it? Is there such a thing as teens sleeping in too long? That's the chat we want to have. We want to help Annelie out this afternoon. So, 084-850-942. Drop us a little WhatsApp.
Do your kids love to sleep?
Yes, yes they do.
Nee, 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 julle, kijk. Ek het matriculant. Ek los haar, laat sy self ontdooi. Ek sal nie durf waag in haar kamer gaan en haar wakker maak nie, because then you meet with the spawn of Satan.
Oh,
ek vir jou 'n gleer. Nee, dit is baie safer, baie veiliger vir ons ouers om hulle maar net te los tot hulle self ontdooi het. Vir my eie veiligheid los ek haar maar net.
Leave them to defrost.
It's the use of the word ontdooi that has got me. I'm like, okay, cool, I get it.
Yeah. Advice for a parent of teenagers. Do we let them sleep? Do you just ignore them? And if they want to sleep until 3 o'clock in the afternoon, we let them sleep until 3 o'clock in the afternoon. How are the rules in your house? 084-850-942. There's still music on the way from Coldplay, from Milky Chance, from Estelle and Kanye West. A bit of old school. And we're getting into some news and some sport next. And then, all of your voice notes.
Ons albei, dit lyk asof dit beter vir almal is as jy jou tieners net laat slaap, van hulle wil slaap. Anders kom daai Satan spawn. Who said Satan spawn?
Tina.
Just glares at her and she knows to leave alone.
Michelle, welcome to the show.
Hello, everybody.
And good to have you on. You've got teens at the moment. What's the rule in your house, Michelle?
So, we are a very busy family with school and activities and stuff that we do. Hockey is earlier than a school day normally.
Oof.
We're at the house by 5:30 on a Saturday morning.
Oy.
And a Sunday. So when we do have a free Saturday, it's a pajama day. I don't wake them. I leave them to sleep. Because those rest days are important, but then you're on your own. So if you're not awake for breakfast or lunch, then you sort yourself out.
Fair enough.
And then, yeah, in school holidays, the first week, absolutely rest, do whatever. And then by week two or three, I'm like, okay, now you need to be doing a little bit more than just slobbing in your room all day. But that's the rule in our house. So, and it works.
Yeah, I think it's a reasonable way to do it because we haven't had, and I'm actually very glad about it, we haven't had a whole bunch of messages going in, nope, The alarm is the alarm. The kids must be up and out, you know, by 8 a.m. on a Saturday. Because if you're a teenager, like, I remember, if I was sleeping, please, please just leave me alone to sleep. It's all I wanted to do was just, you know, be in my bed and not be awake.
I think the previous caller said it, or message said it really well. It's like, you don't want to wake up and have grumpy one and grumpy two. You know, I'd rather let them sleep and have the peace at home.
Yeah.
they're very good when they do have to get up, and often we'll have to get up for brother and sister duties. You know, I can't leave my 15-year-old home alone.
Yeah.
So it's a give and take, but when we do have probably once every 6 weeks a Saturday off, no alarm for anybody.
Love that.
Jackie says, I would never wake my teenage son over weekends. I just made bacon and the smell woke him. It worked wonderfully.
I like this one from Max. It says, let them sleep, then you still have food in the fridge.
That is so true.
Michelle, thank you very much for your time this afternoon. We appreciate you.
Thanks.
Cheers.
Thanks for having us.
What a pleasure, hey?
Yeah.
There's a nice rule. Listen, if you've got stuff to do, we'll get it done. That's fine. But on the days where you don't have to, we'll let you sleep. Lots of people coming through and saying, you know, it's actually important for teens to sleep because science has shown that this is what they need at that point in their lives.
Ja, Lerika het ook 'n boodskap ingestuur om te sê, let them be. They are safer in their beds than they are roaming the streets. I would like to agree with that one.
Monday mailbag today. I'm struggling with my teenagers. My kids are 14 and 16, and I feel like sometimes they just spend the entire weekend sleeping. What are parents supposed to do, and what are other parents doing? That was the email we got in today, 0848500942. What's the rule if your teen wants to sleep until 3 o'clock in the afternoon? Listen, we're talking teens this afternoon, and specifically teens and sleep. I remember being 16, and I remember 3 o'clock in the afternoon in the school holidays was fine. Yes, I was up late, but I needed, you know, 10, 11, 12 hours.
Yeah.
Was what I felt I needed. 6 hours felt like, it felt like you were being punished. I was mislik.
If they woke you up.
Yeah.
But also, don't you wake up hungry? Like, I would probably wake up from that kind of a long sleep.
Mm.
And I wouldn't give myself that much time, but I'd get hunger.
No. It could have been The Walking Dead outside, and I would have slept. It could have been 2012, that movie where the world ends. I would have slept straight through it. To this day,
yeah,
I will sleep straight through it. Because I can still sleep in. You know, I still have that ability.
I don't anymore. I wish I did, but my body clock is wired now. Anything after 7 a.m.
really
feels really late.
My body clock's, if I left it alone, it'd be like 10:15.
Okay.
What a pleasure.
Right?
What a pleasure. Listen, I almost don't want to play Francois's message because he's going to cloud all of the good work we've done for teens this afternoon.
Hi, Robin Ros. It's Francois here. Just on your topic of children oversleeping, teenagers oversleeping, when my brother was around 15, 16 years old, he was sleeping so much, my mother was convinced he was on nefarious consumables. And took him for a test at the hospital. She felt very bad when that came back negative. Turns out he was just tired. And years later, we found out he was actually just going clubbing at 15, 16, sneaking out the house, spending all night in the clubs, and then coming back in the morning on time to go to school. So, yeah, watch your kids.
You see, Francois, we've done all of this good work for teens in terms of letting them sleep, and now you've just put the idea out there that they're actually clubbing.
Yeah.
There aren't many clubs you can go to like that anymore, though.
Also, daar is nou ons bly nie meer in 'n tyd waar jy net jou deur kan sluit in die aand nie.
Yeah.
Ons het alarms, ons het elektriese heininge, ons het allerhande. Like when we open the garage door, if we turn the alarm off, there's an app that there's a notification that comes to an app on my phone.
Yeah, it used to be easier.
Jy kan nie net uit sneak by my huis nie, and I think that's the majority of people now.
It's the expression house music all night long. Francois's brother was living it. I respect you, sir.
Hi, Jacaranda. This is Lucy. I have just come to the conclusion that the reason why I have a grumpy 13-year-old son is because he doesn't get enough sleep. Not because I wake him up, because he actually wakes up like 7 o'clock, always, or earlier, but never later. I think I'm going to force him to sleep more. I think that's the best option for me because I have a demon spawn, like the one lady said, permanently in my house because he doesn't sleep enough.
You see, This is what happens when you have a 7 a.m. biological clock like Mackenzie.
Mm.
You just go through life miserable.
En ek is ook bly oor die werk wat ons vir die samelewing kan doen, want sy besef nou, haar kind het nog slaap nodig. So yeah. He must sleep more.
The next thing we must do is get school started by, you know, 9 or 10. Because all of those studies have said teens, early mornings are not good for teenagers.
Mm.
You know?